Mishnah Kuf Dalet Amud Beis says that in order to be chayev on kosev, you have to be kosev shtei oisiyos. Oisachas is not chayev, and shtei oisiyos have to be negim zeim ze. They don't have to be actually near each other, but if you wrote an aleph on one piece of paper and a beis on another piece of paper, and you can move the two pieces together, so then it's just mechusa kreivos, so then you're chayev. But if you wrote an aleph on one wall and an aleph on a different wall, and the only way to get the two to be negim zeim ze would be if you break down the wall and then you move it over, so then the Mishnah says that you're not chayev. So in the bottom, that's what it says in the Mishnah. It depends whether negim zeim ze or ain't negim zeim ze. The Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos Kuf Dalet on the base, has an interesting kasha. The Gemara in Menachos speaks about Hamavashal b'Shabbos. You can learn the whole Masech HaShabbos and you'll still be missing some of the details of Malech HaShabbos. Hamavashal b'Shabbos is discussed in Menachos, of all places. Okay? V'niach batzor agabi gecholim v'nitzle bo kegrogris b'shneim kams. The shir for Bishol is kegrogris. The shir for all of the Sidur of the past, all the 11 Malachos from Sidur of the past, the shir is always kegrogris. So what if the kegrogris is not the makom echad? You have a chatzigrogris in one location, a chatzigrogris in another location. So that's a machlokes hatana. Yikaman the mechayv, yikaman the potter. So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha. But the chatzigrogris over here and the chatzigrogris over here, if you want to eat a full shear kegrogris, you're going to have to cut it out. You can't just move it together. If I cook a chatzigrogris in one pot and a chatzigrogris in another pot, and I can simply move the two chatzigrogris together, everybody's masking. I think everybody's masking that yechai. The machlokes is if it's a chatzi grugis in the middle of a big steak. Chatzi grugis in the middle of a steak is mevushal, and there's another chatzi grugis somewhere else that's mevushal, but they're not near each other. So there's one opinion there that machlokes. One opinion that yechai. So Tosfos asks the kasha, why is it different from over here? So the man the mechayev. The opinion in Menachos Daf Nun Ches, who says that Yechayev, even though it's Mechusa Maisa in order, if you want to eat a full Shia Kegregis, you're going to have to cut out this Chatzi Gregis from this steak and put it together with the other Chatzi Gregis. I would over here, if you have to cut it out, then it's not in Starf Yacha. The man in Mechayev over there, Sober, he's of the opinion, the Ladami Lekosav Al Shnei Kosav, Abai Shein Amazik Shom Chisar and Kreve, come on, come. Here it's a chisar and there it's not a chisar. It doesn't explain why. They just make a statement. They say that by kosev shtei oisiyos, if it's mechusa kreva, it's mechusa maise, in order to get the two to be negim zem zeh, then it poses a problem. That's a mishnah muskam l'chol adeis, no machlekes. And there by bishul it's a machlekes. What's the mokam l'chalek? And when we learned the mishnah, we already explained why. Because the din of a kosev shtei oisiyos is not samashir. Like a shir kegrogeris, that's a volume. How much volume of food do you have to be mevashal in order that it should be chayiv, in order it should have the significance of the kishir, like you have to eat a kezayis of chazir in order to get malchus. You have to be mevashal a kegrogeris. Over here, the word of kosev shteyosias is that it should be called a word. Less than shteyosias is not called a word, al pi pashtus. We have a problem. We pointed out we have a problem. The Rambam paskens that Roshim is chayv, and he says you have to have two rishim. So what two rishim is make up a word? That's a problem. I don't know. Because the original din is that yin shtei oisi is, therefore if you make a rishima, you also have to have shtei rishimas. Why should that be so? I don't know. That's a weak spot. I'm not sure. But l'chori you see muchach from the Mishnah like that from Kosev Notarikon. If you write one letter, if you write a letter tough and you put an apostrophe next to it, Rashi writes, the Tav stands for Truman, the Mem stands for Maaseh Sheni, and the Shin stands for Shlamim. So that's a machlokes hatanoim, because we know that there is such a thing as notarik in the Hebrew, or Rashi Tavis. Notarik means Rashi Tavis. They may be writing one letter with an apostrophe, with an asterisk, Nekuda, whatever Rashi means over here. So that those, even though it's not Shtei Oisiyos, that represents a whole word. Maybe that's Kosev. So we understand very well why the two oisiyos over here have to be negim zeim ze. They're not negim zeim ze, it doesn't constitute a work. But there was just a sheer of a volume. You have to cook so much. If you cook less than a kegrogeris, it's also a violation of bishul. The halacha is that you need a sheer, you need a grogeris. Like in Kol HaTorah Kuli, you need a Shir Kazayis in order to get Malkus reading Machlokes Tosfos. You need a Kogeres by the Malachas of Sidur the Pas. So there, Ikaman the Mechayiv, there's one Tana who's of the opinion, one opinion there, Menachas, I don't remember if it's a Tana or Namur. There's one opinion there, Menachas who holds, I think it's a Tana. That the Mechusa Maise, in order to be move them next to each other, is not a problem. Self Kosov, bottom line, he did Bishal on a Grogeres. The special din here by Ksiva. Doesn't apply at all to the other malachas. Like Siva, if you don't have the shteyosis, negim zem zeh, you're not mitzar from yachat l'chaim. So that's the Mishnah. All the Tanoim agree over here, you have to have negim zem zeh. Mein negim zem zeh potter. Kosova yisachas no tarikin is a machloikis ha-tanoim. Yeah, what did we do yesterday? We learned Kosova agabi ksav. Kosova agabi ksav is not chayif, yeah. Unless he did, the Gemara says in Gittin, unless he wrote dio agabi sikro. If he writes black ink on top of red ink, so then he's improving it. There's a tikkun, the upper ksav, the ksav elyon, is much to be preferred over the ksav tachton. Then the Gemara says in Gittin, then he is chay mishum koysev. Then it's a machlekes nigmar, is he chay both mishum koysev and mishum moichek, or is only chay bachas, only chay mishum koysev, not chay mishum moichek. If you say the ksav elyon have ksav, so maybe I should say that the black ink on top constitutes an act of mechike. On the red ink on the bottom, so maybe it's chayv shtayim. So that's an interesting machlek is there in Gittin on Daf Kof by Dio Agabi Sikra. So again, Ksav Agabi Ksav, Bar Mishnah says Potem, unless there's a tikkun. Unless there's a tikkun, if it's Dio Agabi Sikra, everybody agrees it's a tikkun. If it's Lishmo on top of Shelo Lishmo, then according to Rav Chisda, that is the machlek is Tatanoim between Rav Yudah and Chachamim, and according to Rav Rachab, Rav Yankiv, it's not true. That all the Tanoim would agree that the Lishmo on top of the Shalor Lishmo is a Tikkun, and therefore on Shabbos you would be Chayv and the Get would be Kosher. The Machlokes HaTanoim only isn't Sefer Torah, that the Chachamim hold Ein Hashem and Amuv, it's possible for a different reason. Possible because of Zekel Vaveh, which sometimes puzzles B'diyel. That we learned yesterday. Then the Mishnah has a strange din. This Kavan Licht of Ches, because of Shnei Zainin, is Potter. The Gemara has on the last line on the Amud just the opposite. Tana we have a brayse which says Faket Niskaben lift the boysachas ve'olu biyado shtayim chayif. The Gemara asks Akasha v'hatanan, but the Mishnah says Potter, and Taisa says you say v'hatanan, not v'hatanya. They're asking it's a steer between the Mishnah and the brayse. So the Gemara answers loy kasha. There's no contradiction. Hod the boy ziyuni, hod the lo boy ziyuni. What does that mean? So Tosfos on the Mishnah learns Pshat. How does Rashi learn Hod the boy Ziyuni? What does it mean Hod the boy Ziyuni? So Rashi explains that there are seven letters when you write a Sefer Torah Ksav Ashuritz. There are seven letters that require tagim on top of them, and those tagim are referred to as Ziyunim. Which are the seven letters? So the Gemara says Shatnez gets Shinayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel. So those seven letters in the Sefer Torah require tagim. What if he wrote a Sefer Torah filling on mezuzah and you don't have tagim? Usually the tiny mezuzahs don't have tagim. The larger mezuzahs, the much more expensive mezuzahs usually do have tagim. And the tinier mezuzahs, it's very hard. It's hard enough to write the letters. How can you put in tagim? You have to put in three tagim on top of each letter. There's hardly any room to write the letters themselves. So what's the din taket? The chatchila, it's not right. You're supposed to write tagim. What's the din b'dieved if you wrote shatnez gets in the sefer Torah, it's filling the mezuzah and it's missing the tagim, is it possible or not? So this is a big machlokes harishon. We paskin that it does not possible b'dieved. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that it does possible. How does Rabbeinu Tam know that it's possible? It's because there's a mishnah in Menachos that says that when you're writing sefer Torah, it's filling the mezuzah, it says afilu ksav echad miyakvan. Even if there's one little letter missing, it passes. So the Gemara says, "Pashteta, one letter missing. Of course, it should pass." The Gemara says, "Loy nitzuchel lekutzah shel yud." That if you have the letter yud and you're missing a little bit of the yud, then it's possible the other. So exactly which part of the yud is missing? So the different pshatim in the Gemara, what is kutzah shel yud referring to? Let's say the yud is like this. So our practice is that you have something sticking down, something sticking up, and something sticking down over here on the bottom. So if this is the kutzah shel yud that's missing, so it's not a yud. So that's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns missing the kutzah shel yud missing over here. So Sarabin and Tam Tainis against Rashi. So it does not have a Tzurusa Yud. What's the Chiddush? He's missing the letter Yud. Rabin and Tam says, no, that's a double Pashut. That's not what it's talking about. Tzurusa Shal Yud refers to the thing on top over here. If it's missing the tag on top, even though it has a Tzurusa Yud, if it's like this, it has a Tzurusa Yud, it goes down on the right side, everybody knows it's a Yud. The letter Shatnas gets need three Zayudim, need three Tagim on top. The letter Yud needs one Tag on top. So that's what the Gemara explains in Menachas Pshat in the Mishnah, Filuk Sabech and the Akvon. If it's missing, the Kutsu Shalyud means over here. So that's possible. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat in the Gemara. This is where he learned from the Gemara the Tagim on the Akvon.
Isn't the Tag that's usually on the Yud coming out the middle?
Is
like
you
draw it like this, and then you have the Tag comes out from the middle, not from the
Doesn't come from the edge.
That's the Svarik
Sav. Which is the Svarik Sav?
These Svarik Sav, the point comes out of the middle.
Yeah? Okay. I never noticed. And you know, the regular Ashkenazi Sefer Torah like this, the Beis Yosef is like this.
It's like this.
There's this
piece
of shulyud, but it's pointed. This is
not an angle,
right?
Oh,
it's like a
squiggle,
but
it's not so.
It's
and the
Ashkenazi
now has like a little divot at the bottom of the
corner. Anyway, this is Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know if it's relevant for this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam interpreted that that's what the Gemara is referring to. Kutsu Shal Yud doesn't on the bottom, like Rashi goes on the top. The top is a tag. So you see in the Gemara that tagim amiyakev. So if the Yud needs one tag in its likuvah, that's the Gemara's pshat in the Mishnah. So the letter shatnas gets that need three tagim each are also likuvah. Others have a third pshat that the Kutsu Shal Yud refers to the thing that hangs down on the bottom over here, and that's the further discussion in the. Achrayim, basically, what do you mean that something's supposed to hang down? Is it supposed to be lower? Supposed to be something hanging down? Or it just means it shouldn't be like this? If you make a yud and it's round on the bottom, so that's what the Bali Atayis is meant to say is no good. It has to come to a point, but as long as it comes to a point on the bottom, on the left side, you don't have to have something hanging down on the bottom. So that's a further discussion. What do those Rishonim, Achrayim, whatever, what do they mean when they said Kutsu Shel Yud means on the left side, on the bottom? Just mean it should come to a point, or the point should be lower than the rest. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, which is not accepted, according to Rabbeinu Tam, holds a tagim on the kufr. So you understand the Gemara very well, and that's how the top tesis on Omid Beis, Kuf Dalet Omid Beis, learns in the Gemara that the Gemara says if you write two zayin, yechayev hakosim shteyosias is chayev. So the Zayin is one of the seven letters that needs Tagim. So you only chayiv if you put Tagim on. If you write the Zayinim, if you didn't write Tagim, so then you're not chayiv. That's how the Taisus learned the Gemara. Loi Kasha, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Hod the boy Zayuni, hod the Lord boy Zayuni. The second line from the top of Kuf Hamad Aleph. And Rashi interprets Zayuni means the Tagim. So if you need Tagim, you didn't put Tagim on yet, then you're not chayiv. If you do have Tagim, then you will be chayiv. So that's what Taisus says. The end of the Taisus on Kuv Dalet Amid Beis. The Yim Taimah, the second half of the Taisus. Mayur Niskam Lichtav Ches. I feel in Niskam Lichtav Shnei Zanikos below the Unimis Pata. You wanted to write two Zions, and you wrote two Zions, but you didn't put Tagim. So Taisus holds that you're Pata. That's how they read the Gemara. That the Tagim Ali Yikuvah. Tagim Ali Yakim in the Sefer Torah. And the Tagim Ali Yakim in Hilchos Shabbos. This is really a big teller. Even if the Gemara says that if you write the letter Zayin on Shabbos, Zayin on Shabbos, you're not chayim unless you have Tagim, so obviously you see that Tagim on Yakim in the Sefer Torah in Savashurus. That's what the Shulta Giborim on the side of the East points out from. This Gemara is a mocker for the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Tagim on Yakim. The real mocker for the Rabbeinu Tam is the Yagimari can reinterpret. The real mocker for the Rabbeinu Tam is the Taisus in Menachos. That the Rabbeinu Tam learned that Afilu Kutsu Shel Yud doesn't refer to the bottom coats on the right side, but rather to the top coats on the left side, and that's the top. The Gemara we'll see in a minute, you can interpret differently. But once the Rabbeinu Tam already learned the Gemara there like that, so he learns Gemara also like that. If you're missing Tagim on the Zayin, then you're not Chayim. So this is a pella. You're missing tagim for Shabbos, you're not chayiv. But if you write in English, you don't need tagim. And if you write in script, you don't need tagim. So why is it if you're writing Sabashuris, you need tagim? So it sounds a little bit, I'll be pashtos, like that minority opinion that the Yorzarua quoted, that the Ramah quoted from the Yorzarua, that on Shabbos, you're not chayiv if you write in English script, or if you write in Arabic, or if you write in Rashi script, or in the way we write the Hebrew script. You only chayiv, the Allah only recognizes two written languages, two written alphabets. The Allah only recognizes Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis. How do you know that the Allah recognizes Ksav Yevonis? So there were two halachos that the Rishonim had. One was from the Mishnah in Megillah, that Lohitira Lichtav Sifrei Torah Ella Biyevonis Belvad. The Gemara in the first daf in Perek Kol Kisvei quotes that Machlokes HaTanoim. Is it the Shivim Zikeinim were invited by Talmai HaMelech that they should translate the Torah for him? So they translated the Torah into Greek. So there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in Maseches Megillah. And Daf Ches and Bei, see, on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, the Gemara with Rashi quoted the Megillah Daf Ches and Bei. So one Tana says that you can translate the Torah and write it in Greek, so you can translate it into any other language also, and then have it Yusha Sefer Torah. And Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion not so. Lo Hitiru Sheyichtavu Eli Yevonis Belvad. You can only translate the Torah into Greek. If you write it in any other language, it'll be Torah Shebal Peh. It won't have the status of Torah Shebichtav.
Greek doesn't have
Tagging
either.
Correct. Correct. So the halacha only. Okay. So these Rishonim hold, based on that Mishnah Megillah, that we only recognize two alphabets. We don't recognize any alphabet in the world. The halacha only recognizes two script alphabets. One is Yevonis and one is Ashuris. The other mocha that they quote is the Mishnah in Gittin. So the Mishnah talks about a get that's written Ashuris and the Edom sign Yevonis, or the get is written Yevonis. And the Edom signed Ashuris. Why is it only Ashuris and Yevonis? What if it's some other language? And the Mishnah doesn't talk about such a case. So these Rishonim insist, no. The Yorzarua insist, no. These are the only two scripts that the Halacha recognizes. And a get has to be the Kasav law. A get has to be Biksav. If you write pictures and it's understood what you write, he makes cartoons of a man divorcing his wife, and he puts his picture in, and I am divorcing you, and he points a finger at it. That's no good. It has to be in a script. And the Halacha only recognizes two written scripts. Ashuris and Yevonis, yeah. I say Yevonis doesn't have tagim, so that's the Tzuras Ois has to be, if you're writing in Yevonis, it has to have the Tzuras Ois of Yevonis. And if you're writing in Ashuris, it has to have the Tzuras Ois of Ashuris, and we don't recognize any other alphabet. Yeah. So this is an obscure opinion. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is, but the Aruch HaShulchan got so upset why the Ramah quoted this, to the extent that the Aruch HaShulchan said this, not a, it's a lie, it's a forgery, the Ramah never quoted it, the printer smuggled it in. They put in a chumrah in order to lead to a kula, that people should be misled into believing that Kaisa B'Shal Hashanah is only the Rabban. So again, if you hold like that, that only B'Ksav Ashuris or B'Ksav Yevonis is considered Ksiva, so then you can begin to understand the Gemara here. Then you can begin to understand. But what if you're going to hold that on Shabbos Yechayiv, if you write in any alphabet? There's no halacha, what? Any alphabet is chayiv. So how can you say that Ksav Ashuris missing tagim is gora from all the Gemaras? All the Gemaras are printed in Hebrew, and the Hebrew in the Gemara doesn't have any tagim in it. So you're going to say the halacha recognizes script of Hebrew, Rashi of Hebrew, Arabic, English characters, every alphabet except for Ksav Ashuris lacking tagim. How can that be? If you say you only chayv on Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Yevonis, okay, so the Ashuris has to be Ashuris and Yevonis has to be Yevonis. But if you say Yechayv on any script and any alphabet, so let Ashuris lacking tagim be the equivalent of Shark Sovin. Let it be the same as any other alphabet. So Luchari, this Tapela, this Shilta Giborim brings the right from this Gemara to the Rabbeinu Tam. That's the simple reading of the Gemara, and that's what Taisus on the Mishnah and Kuvdal on the base. The top Taisus says it. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That Kosav is Kam Lichta Ches because of Shnei Zayin and Pata. Why? That's equivalent of saying Hakosev B'Shabbes B'Li Tagim Pata. The way it says in the Mishnah, Niskaven licht of ches and kas of beis zayin, the Gemara comes out, Niskaven licht of ches kas beis zayin, and it's chayiv. The only time you put there is if boy is a unit, if you didn't put the tagim on yet. So really, you can rewrite the Mishnah. What it means, Niskaven licht of ches and kas of beis zayin, put there means kas of shatnes gets b'shabbos v'loy tiyeg ein a chayiv. That's what it really means.
There could be another way of handling it though, because if we're saying that a het is two zayin, that you're doing the two zions instead of the head, without the tagging, it's not really so 100% clear that you have two zions yet. Because if the only difference is this little like space in between, it could be that if they're close enough together, you're reading it, so you can't tell if it's going to be a head of two zions. And the thing that would really be the distinguishing factor is if you could turn the tagging off. So if you can't tell, and it's not really clear that you did one or the other, then you need some kind of hecker to make sure that you know that's two zines instead of, no?
Why should that be so? The person writes two zines? Yeah, why should it be two zines? I don't know, we'll see. We'll see some Rishonim have other ways to read the Gemara. But this is one shot in the Gemara. That when the Mishnah, that's our text lines, what the Mishnah meant to say was, Kosav Shatnes gets b'Shabbos v'lo tiyeg is not chay. Because if it seems to be working on the assumption we're only chay on k'sav ashuris, that you can't say you're only chay on k'sav ashuris. The halacha says a get has to be b'k'sav, and the get can be written in Yevonis, and the Sefer Torah can be written in Yevonis. You have to say you're only chay on these two, on k'sav ashuris and k'sav Yevonis, and ashuris has to be v'tagim and it's li'kuvo. There are a lot of other things that are likuva, but it means it's likuva in the tzuras ha'is. If you don't have the tagim, it's considered as if you don't have the tzuras ha'is. Let's say both yoshes are touching each other. That's also possible. The halacha requires that every yosh should be mukav gvil, mukefas gvil. But if let's say I write on Shabbos and the two letters are touching each other, you're going to say that the guy is not chai because it's not mukav gvil. Nah, that's a din of saftom k'siva tamo. We learn from the pasuk of saftom al mezuzah be'sechu shurach k'siva tamo. That you need every letter should be mukagvil, they shouldn't be touching each other. But the tzura says, yeah, but if you're missing tag, so that doesn't affect Hilchos Shabbos. But if you're missing tag, and the Pashtun says it doesn't affect the get either. Let's say you write a get and the letters are touching each other. So the Pashtun says that it does not possible. We're machmer on that, because there is such an obscure shita like that, that if the letters are touching each other, so it lacks the tzura says. But mikra din, mishum chumid the get, mishum chumid de shesish. On Mahmud to require another get. On the Ikar Adin, we really don't hold like that. We really hold that if you have, let's say you wrote tefillin and mezuzah, and the kesidah has to be kesidron. The letters have to be written in order. So you wrote everything kesidah, kesidron, shin, mem, ayin, yid, shin, reish, aleph, lamed, all the letters written in order. Then you realize that you have a negiyah, that two letters are touching, and you have to make it kosher by correcting the negiyah. So you're going to consider that shalei kesidron. I already finished the whole mezuzah, then I'm going to erase a negiyah that's earlier. So you're going to say that Shalai Kisidron. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it depends. If the Negiyah is such a heavy Negiyah, the two letters are touching, it doesn't look like a Shin, doesn't look like a Mem. It looks like a rhinoceros or something. A Shin and a Mem together. It doesn't look like two letters. It looks like one big picture and we can't figure out what it is. Then Taka Shalai Kisidron, because the Shin and the Mem neither have a Tzuras Ha'is. But if each one has a Tzuras Ha'is, just a Negiyah Daka, it's a slight negiah, so that's a paslus, that's a psul of chsaftam ksivatamo, that you shouldn't have negiah. You have to have, each oil should be mukefes gvil. So the pashtus is that just like by tefillin and mezuzah, we say that that's called ksiva kisidron. When you correct it later, that's not a problem of ksiva kisidron. Each one of the oil has had its ksiva in order. And it's not a chisaron of chok teichasida. Chok teichas al pi pashtus is only a din. If the Hisabas Oisias came Aide Mechike. If I erase and then the mail of the letters remain behind. But let's say I wrote Ksivas Oisias, and then I see later on that there's a Ksiva, there's a Negiya Daka. There's a Negiya Daka. So it's possible. So I'm Machsha the Sefer Torah, let's say the Sefer Torah where there's no issue of Ksiva Kisidron. We still have to have Ksiva. And Chok Teiches is no good. So let's say if you'll be Machsha the Sefer Torah by erasing a negiya. Is that a problem of chok teichas or not? So that in Shulchan Aruch we would distinguish. If it's a negiya gasa, if it's really the two oisiyas are touching in such a way that you can't really It doesn't really look like a shin, doesn't look like a mem, and it doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like the correct ois. Then, by erasing it, you give it a tzuris ois, so then that's called the chok teiches. That would be pasul. I'll be pashtus. We didn't really understand the Rashba. The Rashba said that it's not a problem of chok teiches. So we reinterpreted the Rashba yesterday. The Rashba probably meant to say, if you wrote the ches on Shabbos, and then you erased the Gaga Shal Ches and he made it into two Zayin. So you did everything from the beginning to the end. Now you made a Dalet, you wrote Oysachas, a Dalet, Oysachas is not Chai. And the Sefer really needs a Reish, it doesn't need a Dalet. So after you wrote the Dalet by mistake, you corrected it and you erased a little bit. So then the Rashba says that it's not Chok Teiches, because you did the Ksiva. You started from the beginning and then in the middle you made a little mistake, so you corrected it by erasing a little bit. But since he really did exceed, he said that's what he holds. That case is not called Chok Teiches. So in the Shulchan Aruch we assume that if you have a Negiya Dako that's not Mekalkel the Tzuras Ois, and then you erase it and you machshir it, so there's no longer a problem of Muk of Gvil, Kol Ois Tei Muk Efes Gvil. So that's not a problem of Chok Teiches, because the Tzuras Oisias were there. It's just a paslus minachut, so the paslus in a get, it should depend if the two oisias are nuggets of a zook. If it's a negiya gas and it doesn't have a tzuras ois, then you got a problem. If the word is a crucial word, some of the words in the get, you can live with, even if the word weren't written, it wouldn't pose a problem. And even if you can't figure out what it says, it also doesn't pose a problem, like as if the word weren't there. But if it's one of the crucial words, yeah, in a get, you have a teifis and you have a teiref. So the teref is the ikar part of the get, and the teifus is the babbling away. You have extra lashanis in the get, a lot of extra lashanis in the get that you can really live with that. So if it's part of the teref that has a negi agasa, so api pashtus, it doesn't have a tzursa, so it's no good, it's not written. But if it's only a negi adako, that in the tefillin, the mezuzah, we would have said that it's not a problem of ksivik hisidra. So if teref, you erase it, it wouldn't pose a problem of chok teiches. So the pashtus says, then it's only a psul in sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, because you need muk of gvil. But in the get, there's no halacha chsav tong siva tama. There's no halacha that has to be pretty. That's exactly what the taisa is over here. And kuf dalar amin beis amar afchizde quoted from the gemara gittin daf chav that halacha zakel mian be. You have to write in a pretty fashion. Only applies to sefer Torah and tefillin mezuzah. Doesn't apply to a get. There's no din of hidden mitzvah that the get should be pretty. So nonetheless, we're machmer by get. So shverachum, okay, shum chumadesh yisish. And he said, "Kars, I'm machmer by get, not to have any oisias touching each other. Would you be machmer by a ksuga?" The pashtu says that not. What's wrong if the letters are touching? That's the way you write in script. You write with letters touching. Some rabbanim are machmer not to have letters touching in a ksuga. But the pashtu says that it's nonsense. Pashtu doesn't make any sense at all. I don't know. Somebody told me the Rav Soloveitchik said like that. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And see to it that the letters shouldn't be touching in a ksuba. Why? Is it time? It doesn't make sense in a get that the letters shouldn't be touching. So a get is chumadeshish. So a machmer not to have the letters touching. But in a ksuba, what's the chumadeshish? Also, lashes the shishto shachas below ksuba. That's not a chumadeshish. When a woman is remarrying, that's called a chumadeshish. But if a man is living with his wife in violation of the takanas chachamim, that she's supposed to have a ksuba, he's supposed to give her a kosher ksuba. The ksuba is not kosher, so he's in violation of an isa derabbanan. So the world comes to an end. You have to be machmer on that because the oisias are touching each other. So what? Pashtus says that wouldn't be a problem.
You can write anything on the ksuba.
Yeah. The pashtus says that it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah. So again, so the simple reading, the way Rashi and Tosfos read the Gemara, had the boys in, had the low boys in. If you still need tagim, and the two zayin don't have tagim, then you're not chayiv. It sounds from the Gemara that tagim are me'akev in Sefer Torah, and tagim are me'akev because you're missing tzuras ha'ois, you're lacking tzuras ha'ois. Not some like other things that are me'akev. The other things that are me'akev in the Sefer Torah don't apply to Ilchus Shabbos, like mukav gvil. Mukav gvil is a din of chsav tong sivatama. That doesn't carry over to Ilchus Shabbos. So one could still argue the point and say, even if you hold that tagim ala yikuv in the Sefer Torah, doesn't necessarily follow that it's a lack of tzuras ha'ois, that it should be ma'akev in Hilchas Ksiva. But that's how the Rashi and the Tosfos learned the Gemara, that if you write without tagim on Shabbos, you're not chayiv. So it sounds like you're only chayiv and ksav ashuris, which can't be ksav yivonis. You're also chayiv, so two ksav yivonis and ksav ashuris, that's all. Yeah, but we don't pass them like that, so we can't accept this pshat in the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah and the Rashi Shulchan made such a fuss that our kosev b'shar alphabets is also chayiv. not just Hakosei B'chol Loshen transliterated. You wrote in Hebrew letters, you wrote Yiddish and using Hebrew letters, transliteration. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says, Hakosei B'chol Loshen. How do you read the Mishnah Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph if you hold that you're not chayv b'shar l'shani? The Mishnah says b'feirish b'chol loshen. So he says, Rashi says in the Mishnah b'chol loshen b'gufim shel kol uma v'yuma. The characters, the alphabet of any language. And these Rishonim, the Ozaru, the other few, two or three Rishonim, they hold no. You only chayv if you wrote Hebrew characters, Ashuris characters, and it's a transliteration of English, a transliteration of Yiddish, whatever. A doichik pshan, yes. So how are we going to read the Gemara? If we assume la halacha that you don't need ksav ashuris, how can you say that on Shabbos you're not chayiv unless you have tagim? Let the Hebrew without tagim be the same as any other alphabet.
Why don't you bring the Gemara? It's talking this Rashi learns the Brisa is also talking that a ches and two zayins. What the boy had the liver. What he wanted to do was whether it was nesmala or tzayin or not.
So let's say a fellow wants to write a whole pasuk bereishis bara lekim, and he only writes base reish.
Well, so the din is shemilishis mukhli because he accomplished something, but the two oises that he wanted to write, it's like a guy wanted to pluck a pear and he pulled an apple. It's like a stop and left. It's a different surah so ois that he wanted to write.
But and he mean if he wrote two zions and he really wanted to have talking,
he
wanted
to have zions with talking. Because Rashi learns the brisa that says chayiv. The Brisa that says Chayiv is in the Skamalat and Ches and Chasim Shnei Zayon. The same thing. It's not two other races, for the boy or the loy boy. In both cases, we're talking about a Ches and a Zayon.
Yeah.
But in one case, he wanted to write the Tagim, in one case, he didn't want to write Tagim. It's not that one. That.
How does Rashi say? The boy is the Yunish. Adain Tzrichas Rashi. He doesn't say he wants Tagim, doesn't want Tagim, says, does it have Tagim already? No. If it already has tagim, he has two zions and he has a thing on top and makes it into a ches. And then he erases the thing on top. So he's left with two zions. So if he's left with two zions with tagim, then he's chayv. If he's left with two zions without tagim, then he's not chayv. If he still needs tagim, if boy, he's the yunia, dain srichas rashi, azayaram, lizayinam, betagim shalahem, then you're not chayv. And if it's not lacking tagim, because it has already tagim. I don't think because he wants to have tagim.
This is different than apples and pears and cereal.
I would think so. I mean, if he's writing, you want to say if he's writing in a Sefer Torah, and the zayin only are meaningful if it has tagim, lechatchila, at least lechatchila you need tagim, even if he passing that the tagim are not likuva, lechatchila you need tagim. So then you're going to say that oisius without the tagim is like an apple and a pear. I don't think so. An apple and a pear is ganz in the wrong thing. But over here, he wanted two zayin, and he made two zayin. So what's wrong? If he wanted a zayin and by mistake he made a ches, so that's like an apple and a pear. He didn't want that letter. That's in ganz in a mistake. But if he wants two zayins, and it turns out he has two zayins, just that he doesn't have bishlei musan. He really wanted two zayins with tagim, and he write two zayins. So he's still kosev shtei oisir. It should still be kosev shtei oisir. I don't know. This is a problematic gemara. I mean, the whole Sefer Torah is written in Ksav Ashuris with tagim, and these are going to be the only two letters that don't have tagim. But that's why you put them.
Yeah, like the Rambam says, it's a retinue, so you don't need like letter, you just need a unit. So if you're writing in English, so it's no such thing as tagim. It's a garnish, but if you're writing Ashuris, so the whole letter needs a tagim.
Yeah, but the letter without tag is also a letter.
We read it as a letter, but the unit of the letter is.
Why is the os not complete without a tag? That's how we print Hebrew all the time. We don't put in tag in. Without printing Ksav Ashuris. So let it be loigara from a script other than Ksav Ashuris. If you insist only on Ksav Ashuris or Ksav Yevanis, they say this is neither. Ashuris without tagim is neither. Okay. But if the halacha doesn't insist, afkan ksav ashuris ayvanis, any ksav is good. So let Ashuris B'li Tagin be the equivalent of another alphabet. So how can the Gemara say that you're not Chayim? That's the problem. So
the Gemara learns in Rashi exactly like
that
Rashi's saying that
if he planned to make Tagin, if he intended to make Tagim and he didn't, then you're not Chayim. So Adain Tzivchus Rav. But the boy is, you know, Adain.
There is such a mashal that brings a smart that learns like that in Rock in the Gemara. Boy is human beings that stole his rocks.
That he wants.
The mashal here on the spot brings us a smart of his gift. That's what the smart of his gift says, that depends upon his rocks.
But
it's not the smart
of
the that's why
so the smart translates the boy he wanted the unit. Right. Or the boy, or the low boy. If he didn't want. Okay? I don't think that's how Rashi translates. Rashi says whether the letter is lacking tagim or the letter has already tagim, the letter is not lacking tagim. I don't think Rashi translates boy like that. Boy means does the letter need tagim or does the letter not need tagim? Okay. You say the smart learns like that.
He says in Rashi.
Okay. I think it's hard to push it into Rashi. Posh Peshat Rashi is not learning like that. Okay? Okay. Here, where the Tosfos Rid has a new suggestion. He says that maybe the Gemara here only requires Tagim if Netolo Lagaga Shal Ches Vasoy Shnei Zainim. It comes out that the fellow is Chai Mishum Kaise because he erased something. So that's a chiddush. That's chay mishum kaisei. He did mechike. So then the Gemara says he has to put tagim on to be mashle. He has to do something between the asay. If he's just going to erase the chatoitra on top of the ches, and the mail is going to turn into two zayins, so he didn't do anything. He didn't do any positive ksiva. He just did negative. By erasing the Hatoitra, the Gaga Shalches, so the Mele he's left with the two Zayin. So that's what the Tosfos Rid says. In this case, when he created Kosev Shteyosiyos, by erasing something, then the Gemara requires you have to do something to the letters to be Mashlem Niksiva. But if you really write Zayin, you write Shatras Getz, Shin Ayin, whatever, you don't need Tagim. Tagim is not Leikuva. It's only if you're doing Ksiva Ayidei Mechike. So then you have to do some kind of a positive ksiva that to label it as a mice of ksiva.
The wax,
taking off the wax is moche. But over here, the Gemara wants to say chay mishim kose. If not lo the gaga shalches v'asoy shnayzanim is kose. So the Tosfos Rid raises the objection. How can it be kose if he didn't do anything positive to create the oisias if they were there from before? You say not the way we said in the Rashbo that he made the ches and then he erases the gaga shel ches. The ches is there from before Shabbos, and he just erases the gaga shel ches. So that's what the Gemara says. In that case, you have to add something to the two letters that it should be called the ma'afik siv on each one of the letters. Just by erasing the gaga shel ches and the mail, you have two letters. That won't be chay mishum kosei.
Maybe it is that what the tagim or what it's referring to is the parts that are hanging off the side of the head. You had a head and there was just two legs and there was a roof in between, you would still call that a head. But if you erased it, you'd have like a above and a reverse above hanging into each other. Whereas if you have it slightly hanging to each side, then you're going to have two diamonds.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you wrote it, you had Kavanah over the head, but you were only going to put the bar in between the two. But now the way that you wrote it, it spilled out half the
side,
so that now that's two
zions. The Beis Yosef says, you see from this Gemara, that the correct way to write a ches is to make two zions and then a chatoitra on top. Because the Gemara says, if you take off the gaga shel ches, you left
with
two zions.
But if the chatoitra is not at a humpback, it's just and it's a straight thing, that it shouldn't. That what he's telling you is that it shouldn't be two bars with a line in between with nothing going over the sides. It should be two zions, which is that if you were to divide it in half, that it has a little bit going off the side, and a little bit that's going off the side back side. Maybe that's Pshat and Beit Yosef, not that it's got a humpback, a camel hump.
Okay, but how does that help for the tagging though? The Gemara seems to say that tagim on the yakev. If you write shatnez get on Shabbos, believe tagim you're not chayiv. So we can't pass them like that. If we write b'shabbos shaynus chayiv, so we can't accept the way Rashi, the way the Tosfos learns Pshat. Tosfos on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis Tav Teis says that's what the Mishnah says. Kasav shatnez get on Shabbos, believe tagim patur. We can't accept that lahalacha. So how do we read the Gemara? They say the smag has one pshat. He said maybe Rashi means like that, that if he's writing in a Sefer Torah, he needs the Tagim. And if he didn't put Tagim, then you put it. Under the circumstances, he needs Tagim. That's one way to read it.
You say that the Tagim are not the little flags. You say that the Tagim is that little piece hanging off the side. The physical piece. Hanging off the side.
No, why do you say like that? No, the Gemara says, not lo the gaga shochetz vasoi shnei zainim. Is chayiv, and the Gemara says that's only provided that the two zayins have tagim on them. If the two zayins don't have tagim on them, then you won't be chayiv. So the Tosfos Rid says it doesn't mean that it's provided that two zayin have tagim. He says hakaisa b'shabbos you don't need tagim. Over here it means if you did ksiva day mechike, how can you be mechayiv mishum kaisa if he didn't do ksiva? So the answer is after he does the mechike of the gag shalches, he touches up the letters, he adds something on to the letters, so he's mashlim niksiva. But just by erasing the gaga shalches and you're left with two zayins, in that case he would not be chayv. So it's a special din over here in this case. The way they say from this smag, it's a special din in this case. But like he wanted to cut off an apple and he cut off a pear. So here, since he's writing the zayins and a sefer Torah and a sefer Torah, you need tagim. So here, if you don't have tagim, you're not chayv. That's one.
Well, we have to say sefer Torah to say he's practicing. I will learn how to write a Sefer Torah.
Oh, okay.
So it's also that's the sense to write it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't come out.
Uh-huh. Could also be. What's the schlecht if he just writes a Zayin without the Tagim?
He wants to practice with.
Could
he? So I want to practice.
Could
otherwise, you have to say the whole thing's up for me only by Sefer Torah and Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't
that's
seem.
A stretch.
Which doesn't seem like. Yeah. It doesn't say that we're talking about a Sefer Torah. Anachanam. That's a tiny. Yeah.
According to those other sheikhs, the whole chesed is comprised of a love and a zayin. So what do they do with this gemara?
I don't know. That's what the Beis Yosef says. In this gemara, that's the ksav Beis Yosef. That a chesed consists of two zayins and something on top, and a gaga shal ches. And the Arizal, Mr. the ksav Ari, has it that it consists of a vav and a ches, a vav and a zayin, with a gaga on top. So that's what the tiny is. The Beis Yosef says in this gemara is mashma that it's two zayins, not a vav and a zayin. What do they do with the Gemara? I don't know. That what? Like a vav and a zayin. That he held that it's ma'akeh b'di'evad. I think the Mishnah Brura writes that l'chatchili should write zayin, but he quotes the person that b'di'evad vav zayin is also good. Because it still looks like a ches. Sof kosof still looks like a ches. Okay, so Shaila, how far you go? And insisting that it should be Zayin, is it Likuva or is it just Lahatchila? Not Ma'akibiriyah. Here the Chazon Yecheskel, Rabbi Chesed Abramsky, has an original interpretation. He doesn't quote any Rishonim who say this. I didn't have a chance to look. He denies the whole story. Rashi translated the word Zayune means Tagim. Why does the word Zayune mean Tagim? Because the Tagim look a little bit like a Zayin. Had the boys a unit, if you're lacking tagim on the letter, then you're not chayiv. Had the love boys a unit, if you don't need tagim, because the letter has already tagim on it. That's how Rashi runs. The zayunim are the tagim on top, tagim shalom. So Rabbi Cheska Abramsky translates zayunim means the zayins. If he erased the ches, does he need two zayins or does he not need? Let's say the ches doesn't belong. The whole ches doesn't belong here. And he wants to erase the whole thing, and in the process of erasing, he first erases the gaga shel ches. Oh, he erased the gaga shel ches, so he's left with two zayins. So he says, no, he doesn't need two zayins. The love boy is zayuni. He doesn't need the two zayins. The word zayuni doesn't mean tagim. Says the word zayuni is the plural of zayin. Zayin is a singular, and zayuni is a plural of zayin. So he says, if he needs two zayins, then erasing the top of the ches is what he wants to make two zayins. So then it's called kaisim shteyotiyot, like we said. And hold the law, boys, and if he doesn't need two zayins, he doesn't need anything. He wants to erase the whole letter. He started erasing it. What are you going to tell him how he has to erase it? You should start erasing from the right leg, from the left leg. He started erasing from the top down. So if he erased first the gaga shalches, and he didn't yet get to erasing the rest, he can't tell me that it's chayiv Mishum Kaisim Shtayosias. No, it's ain't Tzricha Legufa. Or maybe it's more than ain't Tzricha Legufa. Even if you hold that Malachas ain't Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, but over here it's not called Derech Ksiva, it's Derech Mechika. He's doing Mechika over here. So if he's Mechik Almanas Lichtov, then it'll be Chayiv. But it's Mechik because he wants empty space over here. He doesn't plan to write. He doesn't want anything over here. He wants it to be empty. Then it's Mechika. It's not Ksiva. And Gantzen a different shot. Not like any other, not like Rashi, not like Tesis. He translates the words, Oh, the boy is the Yune, totally different. The words the Yune goes on the Zions, doesn't go on the Tagim at all. So this is the problematic Gemara. To read the Gemara Kipshuto is not acceptable by Aloha. Because we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan, that Akoisa B'Shalashanis is also Chayim. So that's why the Smad, with the Tosfos Rid, with the Chazon Yecheskel, that's why they're forced into offering alternate interpretations. Because you can't read the Gemara the way Rashi and Tosfos do. Yeah. The Rishonim have comments on these Gemaras about the Tzuras Oisiyah. So on this Gemara, the Beis Yosef has a comment in Sim Lamed Beis, in Hilchos, I think it's Lamed Beis. In Hilchos Tzulin, Efka Lamed Beis. Lamed Vav. Somewhere. So the Mishnah Berurah has long arichas and every tzuras ois, aleph, beis, gimel, what the letters have to look like. So the Beis Yosef says, Mar Gemara is mashma, that a ches is supposed to consist of two zayins with something on top. Exactly what is it supposed to look like on top, that's another discussion. This is no raya from Mar Gemara really. But you see, it's supposed to look like two zayins as opposed to above in a zayin. What does that Rizal do with the Gemara? I don't know. Balatanya quotes that Rizal Allah Khalamai should be a vav in a zayin. So what does he do with our Gemara?
If you erase that loop on top that connects the vav and the zayin, and you don't erase it completely, and the loop left to the right, the vav looks like a zayin. Because then it comes out that the vertical line is coming from the middle, just like a zayin.
But the one on the right hand side, if it's a vav, so nothing sticks out to the right.
Zayin on the right, and the vav on the left. I don't think the other way.
They write a vav on the right and a zayin on the left. So that's a problem. Yeah. How does the Gemara come to be two zayin? Also, the Ran, the Rashba, the Rishonim point out, the Gemara said that Dardiki, in the first grade, when they learned Aleph, they said they had a whole Torah, that the whole religion. The whole, all the Kori Hamunah revolved about the Aleph, they said, Aloy Bino, you should learn Torah, that's the main thing, the Gemilas Chassad, and fine. So then they made a comment about Emes and Sheker, that, MS consists of three letters. Aleph has two legs to stand on, and Tav has two legs to stand on, and Mem has a bar, a malbein, has a bar on the bottom, like a brick on the bottom, because MS has a kiyum, it stands on two legs. And Sheker, each one of the letters stands on one leg, so it's not going to last too long. Sheker doesn't have any kiyum. So the Kuf stands on one leg, so the two legs are not on the same here. The Kuf, the bottom leg, is only standing on one leg, and the Resh only has one leg. And the shin only stands on one leg. How does the shin stand on one leg? So it's a raif in this Gemara, that's what the Rishonim say, against the Ksav Velish. In the Ksav Velish, you have a bar, a flat bar on the bottom of the shin. So what does the Gemara say? That Sheker has nothing to stand on. There's a malbein on the bottom of the shin, just like there's a malbein on the bottom of the mem. So that's the raif that they bring from this Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gorim that if you have a Ksav Velish with a shin with a bar on the bottom, he thinks that it may be possibly even b'di'evi. That's already difficult to say, possibly even b'di'evi. If half of the Jews in the world write the Oisius like that, how can it be possible? But that's an issue. Because from the Gemara would appear that that's the tzura that it's supposed to have. Then the Rishonim have other comments about the tzura Oisius.
You see
that
the letter of Kress, the
Sefer
has to stretch.
It won't look like two zines anymore. Yeah, that's a problem. Then the Gemara says Ksiva Tama on the bottom of Kuf Gimel and Beis. The Gemara says Ksaptam Ksiva Tama. You shouldn't write an Aleph and Ayin and Ayin and Aleph. So I thought Pashup Shat that there are people who misspell in Hebrew. That people are spelled by mistake. They don't know whether he's supposed to spell with an Aleph or with an Ayin. That's what I thought Pashup Shat. So the Rishonim did not understand like that. How can it be a Havamina that he's misspelling the words? Misspelling. You need a Pasuk, Saftam, Ksiva, Tama. So they say, no, it goes on the tzura toisiyas, that the tzura of the aleph should be such, an aleph and an ayin are opposites from each other. So they give you the way that the shape, the way it's supposed to look, that one is the opposite from the other. And they learn our dinim about what the correct shape is. The shape of the aleph and the shape of the ayin. Same thing with the pei and with the tes. You see from the pei and the tes what the tzura sois is. Okay. So the Rishonim have a little bit on this Gemara, a little bit about the tzura sois. Then it has about the kuf. Kuf resh. The kuf is the kaddish and the resh is the rasha. The kuf is the Rabban Shalom and the rasha. And the Rabban Shalom wants to give him a chance to do tshuva, habolatar mesayin also. So the kuf is not, the leg of the kuf is not supposed to touch the gag of the kuf so that the tzaddik can go to the right without going all the way around the bottom. He can go straight through. So you see the Rishonim say, you see from this Gemara that the kuf is not, the regal of the kuf is not supposed to be touching the top of the kuf. Apparently there were Sifrei Torah in the days of the Rishonim where they used to have the regular kuf was touching. So you see from this Gemara you see that that's not correct. Is it makabit the evidence? Another question. But at least the Chatzila should be like that. Then there are other Gemaras and Menachos when the Gemara talks about Tzura Soisius. So a lot, some of the details of Tzura Soisius are derived from the Gemara, and some are derived from other sources, from other Midrashim. Also, so not only the children had what to say about the Tzura Soisius, the adults also had what to say. So based on other Midrashim, they put together what the Tzura Soisius are supposed to be. Okay, Nachama, so what's the top tesis? Kuf Dalet on the days, the top tesis. The Gemara had a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says, Niskaven lichtav ches v'kasav shnei zaynin potter. And the Gemara says, Tana, Niskaven lichtav esach v'ol v'arishtayim, chayiv. So which is it? Is a chayiv or potter? So the Gemara says, basically a chayiv. The only time you potter is if you need tagim, or if you don't need it. But basically, if you do need the two zayins, then this kavan lichta by sachas because of shtayim would be chay. So tesis another, basically leaving out the issue. Yeah, tagim, no tagim, some kind of a detail over here. But if not for that detail issue, which can be taken care of, the basic principle is this kavan lichta by sachas because of shtayosias is chay. So tesis says, how can that be? Doesn't this contradict the Gemara and Daf Ayin Gimel? This Kavan that's before what we started to learn. We started from the Mishnah and Ayin Gimel Amanav. This is before that. This Kavan Lizrik Shtayim is Zorak Arba is Totter. Roni Chayiv, if you mava Dalaramis Bishu Sarab, to carry less than Dalaramis is Mutter. So what if he's Miskavan Lizrik Shtayim? In the beginning he intended only to carry two Amis, and then at the end it turned out that he carried Dalaramis. So it says in the Gemara that he's Totter. I come over here and this Kavan Licht of Isachas because of Shtei Oisiyos is Chayiv. Maishna from over there. So what does it mean? Let's say a little bit. So this is Akasha that the Rishonim work on. What does it mean? This Kavan Lizrik Shtayim is Arakarba. It means I wanted to throw base Amis and I wanted it to land base Amis, which is Mamish Hetta Gomer. It's even Mutam Midirabana to carry something less than Dalan Amis Mishus Ram, even Mutam Midirabanan. The only time that there's an Issa Dirabanan is if you carry Pachas Midalan Amis. I carry three Amis and I make an Acha, and then I carry another three Amis, I make an Acha. Sacha Kola, I carried six Amis, but I did it with a Dreidel, I did it with a Kunz, with a Heter, that I did an Acha in the middle. So each carrying less than Dalan Amis, I had to go even Midirabanan, but to carry Pachas Midalan Amis adds up to Yaisa Midalan Amis, that's what's awesome Midirabanan. Because there he may forget to do the Acha in the middle. But Pachas Midalan Amis is Heter Gomer Mamish. So over here, Niskaven Lizrak Shtayim, Vizorak Arba, what is, how do you translate it? He intended that he wanted it to land over there. He really needs it over there. And by accident, he threw it too hard, and it really landed in the wrong place. He says, Mamish Len is Kaima Machshavto. He doesn't need it over here. He doesn't need it over there. He needs it over here. So that's what the Gemara means, that he's Pater. So what has it got to do with the case over here? Niskaven lichtav oisachas v'kos of shtei osiyos. Niskaven lichtav oisachas v'kos of shtei osiyos. So it's yesh v'chalal m'sayim onan. If he writes to osiyos, he wanted to write the first ois. And what? And how did it happen that he wrote the second ois? I mean, he's typing on a typewriter. And on the typewriter, it says that if you push this key, only one letter comes out. He pushed the key, and lo and behold, two letters came out. And he didn't want that. There's a, let's say sometimes you have two yuds. Arisa, you write with two yuds. So there's one key on the typewriter that if you push that, two yuds appear. And he pushed the key. He thought that that's going to be one yud. Then it came out that it's two yuds. So that's what it says, that Yechayev. That's what the Mishnah means to say, Niskaven lichtavoysach is kasim shtayos yas is chayev. Stam is not chayev in such a case. So what does it mean, Niskaven lichtavoysach is kasim shtayos yas? What's the posh of pshat? Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky thinks that what it means is, initially he only intended to write one ois. And after he wrote the one ois, Niskaven lichtavoysach is, when he wrote the first ois, that's all he had in mind. And then after he wrote the first, that's only a chatzis shir. The Gemara calls the oisachas, yeshigil chatzis shir. The Gemara calls it a chatzis shir. After he wrote the oisachas, then he changed his mind and he decides he wants to have another letter there. So he writes another letter. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, that in such a case, you're chayiv. And Tosis and Rishonim say that this is unlike the case in the Gemara and Afayin Gimel, this Kavan Lizrak Shtayim, he wanted to carry something to Amos, which is Het HaGomor, and then after that he changes his mind and he moves it to Amos further. But in that case we say that you're not Chayiv. The first two Amos is not Mitzvah to the second two Amos, because at the time that he carried the first two Amos, that was a Kavonis Heta. As opposed to over here, Niskaven Lichto Vaisachas, because of Vaisachas, Vacha Kachshina Bedaito, the Hechlev Lichto Voshniya, that here you will be Chayiv on the second one. So this is what Tosis asks, why is it different? So Rabbi Abramsky thinks that it's a big difference.
Half a
shear. He says that over here it is half of the shear. Here it's a chatzis shear. And the Rashi said earlier that chatzis shear is also min haTorah. So we had a discussion. Where was that Rashi? Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi quoted from Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Rashi in Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph quotes from Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Chatzis shear also min haTorah by Melech Shabbos as well. But even though Chatzis Shir Asman Atar by Shabbos, by Mabar Dalan Amis B'Shusaram, you don't see Chatzis Shir Asman Atar. So that's what we had in Meiri and Daf Gimel, who posed the question, why? So he said, no, that's not a kasha. If you carry something Dalan Amis, and the thing you carry is a less than a shir, it's a little food, a tiny little chicken, a tiny little piece of cheese, less than a grogeris. So that would be Chatzis Shir of Hoitzor. That may be Chatzis Shir Asman Atar. But if you're going to carry a chatzis shir of dalet amos, you're only going to carry two amos. That's het gomer. There isn't even any sefer rabbanon over there. Why? That's the tzuras hamalacha. If you carry less than dalet amos, that's not called carrying. That's called moving something. Carry more than dalet amos, that's by definition, that's called mavar dalet amos.
Doesn't Magen Avraham say that by ksiva also? That the reason the Mishnah gave a shir by ksiva is because you weren't masking malacha at that?
Right. The Magen Avraham claimed on the Mishnah that the reason why the Mishnah mentions the shir on Ayin Gimel, yes, is because here you can't say chatzis shir asman atar, right? So that's what Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky is ignoring, that Magen Avraham. So he's suggesting maybe this is the teretz to the all the Rishonim ask this question. So he's interpreting each Gemara, and after he interprets the Gemara, then he tells you why it's not a kasha. He says the Gemara in this kavan is shtaim zarakar, but doesn't mean that accidentally he wanted it to land there and it landed in the wrong place. The Gemara says that's lenis kaima machshavto. Let's say he wanted to throw it dalet amos and it lands eight amos. He wanted to do one malacha and it turned out he did a different malacha. So that's like apples and pears. The Gemara says, Lein is kaima machshavta. He wanted it to have a hanocha there. Let's say he needs it and turned out it has a hanocha and a gans in a different place. So you're not chai. So he thinks that this Gemara in this Kabbalah, this Shlaim Zarakab, it doesn't mean he wanted it to land here and by accident it landed somewhere else. All it means to say is, initially, when he carried the first two amis, he thought that's all he's going to do. And after carrying the two amis, then he changes his mind, Lizrik, and then he changes his mind and he nudges it along further till it goes dalam. So he only had the kavana for the malacha on the second half of the malacha. And the first half, carrying it dalam amis, is the malacha. So in the first half of the carrying dalam amis, he didn't have a mind to go dalam amis. So Gemara says, then you're not chai. But let's say a person does kotzer kegregris. Person does hoitzoa kegregris on food. So first he does kotzer on a chatzi gregris. He does ketzir on a chatzi kegrogeris. And at the time that he does that ksira, that's all he plans to do. And then he changes his mind later on in the day, and he decides he's going to cut off another chatzi grogeris. So he thinks that al pi pashtus there would be mitzarfin. And the same over here, kaisav shteyosias. He writes goisachas, planning only to write oisachas. Then later in the day, he changes his mind. He decides he's going to write an oishniyah. So even though at the time that he wrote the osa rishoni, he didn't have intentions at all of writing an oishniyah today. But when he wrote the second ois, then he's already writing the second ois. So that's enough to be machai. Why is mavadal and amis b'shul sarab in such cases potter? And over here you chai. So he says, no, by mavadal and amis, it's hefter gomer even mid the rabbanon. There's no isa. Why? Because that's the tzuras ha-malacha. The malacha requires mavadal and amis. That was in the Miri and Daf Gimel said. He doesn't quote the Miri, but that's exactly what he's driving at. The Miri said on Daf Gimel, that's a chatzi malacha. That's not a chatzi shir. As opposed to over here, this is considered a chatzi shir. So that's correct. This answer is not acceptable according to what the Mogen Ovi said, right? The Mogen Ovi said, Kosev Shteyosias means a word. If he only writes one ois, so that's not a word. That's also like part of the Tzura Samalacha. It's lacking in the whole Tzura Samalacha if you only write one ois.
Isn't the Mogen Ovi against the last Gemara in the parak?
The Gemara calls it Chatzi Shir, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the same Chatzi Shir as the topic of Chatzi Shir Osman on Torah.
Yeah, but the fact that it's with Starif, that it would be in this Isa, does that mean that there is Chatzi Shir? Like, we don't, by Havar Dal Aram, it's not with Starif, it's with Isa. If you went Dal Aram, if you went to Shtayim Ve'Niach and Shtayim Ve'Niach, it's not with Starif, it's with Isa.
It's not with Starif at all, yeah. If you carried two Amis, then you carried another two Amis.
But over here,
it's mitzaref all day long. The Mishnah says kosav asachas b'tzari asachas b'tziporim shachris aboy arvus. Right? He writes hours apart. The Mishnah said the earlier Mishnah says that it's mitzaref. Yeah. The only time it's a machlek asir is whether yesh yediyah lechatzi shir. What's the din of yediyah? Whether the only din of yediyah is that yediyah is mechayvos. If I did. I was writing, and then I have a yediyah. You're not allowed to write. I was writing in English. Then they tell me you're not allowed to write. So I said, oh, that's terrible. I feel bad. I have to bring a chatas. Then I thought, by writing Divrei Torah, that's mutter. So I'm writing. Then they tell me you're not allowed to write Divrei Torah either. So then the din is Yechayv two chatas. Kosav pamayim mishtei halomis, Yechayv shtayim. Why? Because there was a yediyah that was Mechayv on the first ksiva. Then there was a yediyah that was Mechayv on the second ksiva. So that's called yediyahs Mechayvos. If there was a yediyah in between, so the first yediyah was mechayev chatzos on the first ksiva, and the second yediyah was mechayev chatzos on the second ksiva. But over here, he had a yediyah in between a chatzi shir, the first chatzi shir and the second chatzi shir. So he can't say that the yediyah is mechayev and a chatzos. The yediyah is not mechayev and a chatzos on a chatzi shir. So the yediyah is irrelevant. That's what Rabbi Gamliel said, but any yediyah lechatzi shir. The yediyah is only relevant if the yediyah is mechayev and a chatzos. And we even hold that if the person ate two kizayis teichelev, no dolo v'chazav and no dolo, that was the machlek Rabbi Yechonon Mishlok, should we pass like Rabbi Yechonon? No dolo v'chazav and no dolo is also chayv two chatos. Because the first yediyah on the first kizayis of chelev was mechayv v'machatos on that, and the second yediyah on the second kizayis of chelev was mechayv v'machatos on that. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Gamliel. They say there are two dinim. There's one din yediyah is mechayvos, even no dolo v'chazav and no dolo after the both achilas is also mechayv shtayim. Then there's another din, yediyah is mechalkos. If you have yediyah b'emtza, that's mechalek. So yediyah is mechalkos is apropos, it's relevant, whether there was a kishir and a kishir, or a chatzishir and a chatzishir. The yediyah is mechalek, if there's a kishir and a kishir, yediyah is mechalek that you have two chatos. And if it's a chatzishir or a chatzishir, so yediyah is mechalek that it's not mitzvah. That's what we pass. There are two dinim in yediyah. One din yediyah is mechaibas, and one din yediyah is mechaibas everybody agrees to. The machlekes ha-tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim is there a second halacha that yediyah is mechalkos, that it should be mechalakit, that it shouldn't be mitztarf yachad. I don't think you can really tell from the if that's the pshat in the Gemara, that the machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim is there a second din yediyah is mechalkos, or is there only a din of yediyah is mechaibas, then it doesn't indicate anything about the fact that they're using the terminology and using the expression of chatzi shir. Doesn't necessarily shed light at all whether you say chatzi shir asman atar mutam atar. Some say to pull them over here that's the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Chachamim, that whether it has a din of a chatzi shir asman atar or it's like carrying mabud beis amos. If it's chatzi shir, I don't understand why it's totally zemes. I can't even say it over. I don't understand what direction. I don't see what it has to do with anything. I thought it was a pilpul. I don't think it's good. I don't see anything in the last stick of the Gemara regarding whether the Morgan Ovitz, whether Matcha Benet is right or wrong. I don't see. The different Shaila. Yeah, the last thesis in the Perek is Masig and Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah writes, commenting on the Mishnah. Mishnah has a funny lashon. So what does it say? Achas Shachas Rachas Bein Abayim. The Rashi says, since there was such a long time period in between Ois Rishayin and Ois Shniya, and that time period, having the shares been time kidei leida, there was such a long pause in between Ois Rishayin and Ois Shniya, enough time to have heard about to have the idea that you're not allowed to write, and then to forget again. So the Chachamim hold the Mishnah, even though there was no Yediyah Ben Taim, if there's a Sheyus, such a long pause, enough time to have had a Yediyah, the Sheyus itself is Mechalis. They said they never heard of such a thing. It's impossible. You know, if a guy does Kotze Kigregris, he does Kotze Leil Shabbos Chatzi Gregris, and Kotze Shalashudas Taim Chatzi Gregris, and you have Kemat 23 hours in between. You're going to say it's not Mitzchak of Yachad. They said they never heard of such a thing. Well, what's the Shia? What's the shiur? 12 hours. More than half of the day. And if it says that, it just doesn't make any sense at all. Abla Lafarish, what the shiur sheyus is? What's the shiur? So it doesn't think that it's correct at all. What about the case he was betveri on the tzipori? It takes a lot to go from tveri to tzipori. You got to walk from one to the other. So that's not terche de dibor. That's not near each other. So Tosfos doesn't agree with the Rashi at all. So Pella de Gerashi, that if you have a Sheyus, Kedei Sheyilo, Kedei Leida, Havala Kishte Alam, is that considered already as if there was a Yediyah Ben Taim? Well, Mehecha Tosfos, why should you say such a thing? Okay, that's Pella de Gerashi. Okay, let's see another Malacha, Kufayim Ebeis. A Korea is a Malacha. Korea Almanas Litzvah. The Malacha is Korea Almanas Litzvah. Why do you need Korea Almanas Litzvah? Otherwise, it's Mekalkel. If it's Korea Shal Almanas Litzvah, it's going to be Mekalkel. What did Rabbi Kivega write? And I'm Gimla Mebeis. He quoted an Achen in Gemara. Argimon. Kuvdalad. What is it? It's a mistake. Should say Kufamibes. You don't need Karea Almanas Litzvah for the Tzuras HaMalochem. Sometimes Karea per se is already a Tikkun. The Malochem is Kriya. The Malochem is not Hachana Litzvira. The Malochem is Kriya. But usually Karea is Mekalkel, Kol HaMekalkel and Tzurim. If it's Karea Almanas Lissakein, Karea Almanas Litzvah, then it'll be Chad. If you can accomplish something with Kriya, so in that case the Kriya itself will be a Mesakein and Lissakein. So that's what the Mishnah says, HaKareya Al-Mesai Potter. If a person rips Kriya because a relative died, so it says Potter because it's a Mekalkel. Puts it together with Kol HaMekalkel and Pturim. So the Gemara says, Ramina, we have a Brisa that says HaKareya Al-Mesai is Chayiv. So it's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Lekasha Avim Mesideho, Mes Dama, depends. If it's Yetzidim, if it's one of the Zion Mesim, Zion Kriyim, that you're obligated to observe Avelis and you're obligated to rip Kriya. Kriya is only the Rabbanon, it's not a dinner. So you have to fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanon of ripping Kriya. So then fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Rabbanon is also called a Mesakin. But if it's a Mez di Alma, someone else died, you're not mukhiv to rip Kriya. So then, so that's where the Mishnah goes. HaKareya Al-Mesa Pater, that's if it's not one of the, no mitzvah, there's no Kiyama mitzvah. And when the Brisa says Kareya Al-Mesa is Chayev, that's when he is fulfilling a mitzvah. Fulfilling a mitzvah is called Mesakin. Frag the Gemara. How can you say that it's going on Meis the Alma, Meis O Katani? How can you say that the Mishnah is going, that someone else died? It's not a relative of his. But it says, HaKareya Al Meiso. Obviously, it is a relative of his. The Gemara says, yes, a relative. It's a cousin. You're not Mukhiv to rip Kriya on a cousin. It's Meiso. Let's say it's even mutal all over the cover. Let's say I'm the closest Yerush. Everybody else died. I get the whole Yerusha. So it's my responsibility to use the money that I got the Yerusha to take care of the Kvura. I have no right. I'm only entitled to Yerusha after the Kvura is taken care of. I have no right to take the full amount of the money. My din Yerusha only begins after the Kvura is taken care of. That still belongs to the Meis. If a guy dies, the Gemara says, if a man dies and leaves instructions, I don't want to be buried. I don't want my Yerushim to have to pay for the burial. As far as I'm concerned, you don't have to bury me. The Gemara says, you don't listen to him. You don't make the community pay for his burial. The Yerushim don't begin to get the Yerusha until after the burial is paid for. So Rashi points out, you can have a mace bidei. It's your responsibility to take care of the kvur because you're the closest relative, but it's a third cousin. All the others were killed by the Nazi. I'm the only surviving relative. I got the Yerusha, so it's my responsibility to be metapel in the kvur, but I don't observe Avelus because it's not one of the Zayin Krovim. So that's why it uses the expression Hakareya al meso. It is al meso. It's the mace. I'm getting $1 million Yerusha from that mace. It's mutalol of lekavra, Rashi said. Yeah. Mutalol of lekavra. But still, Rashi writes, Liyolam emeis bidei, shemutalol of lekavra. Miu bahanach talab b'nei avelis ninu. It's a third cousin. But I get the Yerusha because I'm the closest surviving relative. And therefore, it's my responsibility, mutalol of lekavra. So that's how the Gemara suggests. That the Mishnah goes, Hakareya al meis patur, because there's a lack of misak, and he's not yet to the mitzvah. He's not yet to the mitzvah, so why is it called al mesa? It is meis didei. It's meis didei in the sense mutol olav lekavra, but it's not a meis didei. It's not from the Zayin Krovim that there's a mitzvah of avelus. This is a problem though, because in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Yeridei Yechel Gimel, the Rambam quotes the Tshuvas Harosh that if a dear friend dies, normally if you rip begadim, so there's a mitzvah bal tashchis. So the Gemara in Achayvel, I think, the Gemara in Baruch Kama says, in fact, you rip the Godim, it's an Issa Baltashka. So the, but if you rip the Mokam Mitzvah's Kriya, so Kach Tikna Chacham, that it's not an Issa Baltashka. If you have to rip the Begad, so it's not an Issa Baltashka. So there's a Tshuvas HaRosh, says, based on a Mishnah in Moikot, in the third Perek Moikot, what if a close friend dies, and a person, although he's not obligated to rip Kriya, feels that he wants to volunteer? The rip kriya has an ainim mitzvah. So the Rosh points out from the Mishnah that there is such a thing, that there is such a concept as ripping kriya as an ainim mitzvah. Because the Mishnah says that on Chalamoid, the only ones who rip kriya are those on mechuyev. Means there is such a thing as voluntary kriya. That's on yimos hachol, but not on Chalamoid. On Shabbos Yontem, nobody rips kriya. Even the people on mechuyev are not allowed to rip kriya. The Mishnah says that the Brisa says, you're not allowed to rip kriya, but if you did, after shemachalas haShabbos yotzei de kriya, you yotzei, but the yevid you yotzei the mitzvah kriya, but you weren't supposed to rip kriya on Shabbos niyontzei. If you rip the kriya, you yotzei but the yevid. But on Chalamoid, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan you do rip kriya, but it says ein karem ela kriyv of shalmeis, implying that if it would have been mimos achol, whoever is a dear friend that wants to rip kriya, doesn't they? Let them rip kriya. What do you mean let them rip kriya? It means that there's a kiyum. That there's a kiyum mitzvah and it doesn't constitute baltashkes, a mitzvah kiyumis. So that's the shaila. If it is a mitzvah kiyumis, so how does the Gemara explain the Mishnah? Hakareya al meisa pturim. It's a meis didei mutol olav lekavra because I got the Yerusha, but it's not the Zayin Krovim, so therefore there's no chiyuv avelus. So he's not obligated to rip kriya. But if he does rip kriya, why is he ripping? Because he feels bad for the death of the person. So why don't you say that is a kiyum mitzvah, like the Shulchan Aruch quoted from the Tshuvas HaRosh. So once it's a kiyum mitzvah, so why don't you consider that misake? Why do you call it mekalkel?
I was about to say, if there's a kiyum mitzvah to do it, it's therapeutic, it's different than saying that there's a kiyum mitzvah.
I don't think he means therapeutic. I think he means that there is a kiyum mitzvah, but that mitzvah, it's a mitzvah sarashus, you're not obligated, so that's why chalamoid, it's not proper to do that. The kriyvim themselves are mechuyev to rip kriya, have to rip kriya chalamoid. But the shar friends, shar inshi di alma, who want to volunteer, so that's not right to volunteer to rip kriya and chalamoid is not correct. So there's a shtikal problem. It's that din of Shulchan Aruch that the contemporary Poskim quote regarding adopting children. Someone adopts a child and raises him, and then the adopted parent dies. So strictly speaking, there's no din of, he's not one of the seven relatives. He's not obligated to observe Avelus at all. Doesn't have to rip kriya, doesn't have to observe Avelus. But nonetheless, he brought him up. So Yosher dictates that he should volunteer to rip kriya, he should volunteer to observe Avelus, because the Shulchan Aruch says that if a dear friend dies, and someone chooses to volunteer to rip kriya to observe avelus, so there is a kiyum. So that's a shot. If there is a kiyum, so why isn't that misakin? That's what the Gemara is interpreting the Mishnah. So let it be misakin. You need dafke a chiyum kriya. And if you have a kiyum on mitzvah kriya, that's not enough to be considered a misakin. It's called mekalkal. Why should that be so? Yeah.
Yeah.
Means stamakashin. Stamakashin. We said that when you get the misakin money. If a person is mafish chumas the maisris, then we say that that's misakin money with the rabbanon. Well, that it be you're not allowed to eat the tevel. If the mafish chumas maisris, now you're allowed to eat the chulam misukonim. So we said that that's only forbidden mid the rabbanon. Minatara is permissible to be mafish from mesamaisis. I let it be misakamana minatara. So we said there are two reasons why. Reason number one, because it's not a mana, it's not a kli, it's oichlim. There's no misakan mana but oichlim minatara. Reason number two, it's only a tikkun hilchoti, it's not a tikkun mitziuti. And we said from the Tosfos by ripping off the hadassim that the Mishnah says in Sukkah, if you have a hadash anov of merube me'alov, so it's possible they mematim yontif. And if you might be unto, then it's a violation of misakin money. So they said it's only misakin money with the rabbanon. Why isn't misakin money in Torah? So the answer is called only a tikkun in din. Yes, yeah, so here we're saying it's a tikkun and yechayev. The word tikkun is used in two different senses. There we're talking about the malacha misakin money. So to violate the malacha misakin money, you have to have a tikkun in mitzvah. It's not enough a tikkun in din. Here, the malacha that he's violating is not misakamana. The malacha he's violating is korea. Except korea normally is mekalkel. But if it's korea amanos litzvor, then it's misaking. So even if it's korea shalai amanos litzvor, if it's korea and he's fulfilling a mitzvah by that, so that's called misakin. But it's not misakin in the sense of misakin mana. It's not mekalkel, it's a tikkun. He's in fulfillment of a mitzvah with the rabbana. So that's why it's not called mekalkel, it's called misakin. It's not the same. The word tikkun is not the same. It means a tikkun as opposed to a kilkul. But it's not misakin monim in answer. So that's a bit of a problem. In Shulchan Aruch it says, and we assume the halacha like that, that even others who are not mechuyif to observe avelus, not mechuyif to rip kriya, but if they do volunteer to rip kriya over the death of a dear friend, chalamoy they shouldn't volunteer. But if they volunteer, be mos hachol. The rest of the year there is a kiyum. If they volunteer to observe Avela, Shiva, there is a kiyum. So what do you say here? That if it's not Meis Didei, if it's not one of the Zayin Kroim, it's not Mechuyif to observe the Kriya, even if he volunteers as an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa, it's not called Misakin. Why isn't it called Misakin? But he has a Kiyum HaMitzvah. Why shouldn't Kiyum HaMitzvah be sufficient to make the Kriya into a Misakin? I don't know. That's a good kashim. Mechuyif, that's a very good kashim. There must be some good teretz on it. I don't know. That's a good kashim. Kiyum HaMitzvah per se is not enough to make it into Misakin as opposed to Mekalka. Korea is always Mekalka. But if he's Mechuyev and Avelis, then the Kriya is called Misakin, because otherwise he's not allowed to wear it. He has to rip the begging. But if he's one who only has a Kiyum of Kriya but without a Chiyev, then since he can wear the begging without ripping it, so that's why it's not called Misakin. Okay?
Suppose it's together with the Mitzvah. The kimitz itself
wouldn't exist. Not enough.
And neither would the fact that it's allowed to wear together, he says that means to make it a tikkun.
So that only applies to the kroibu wa mechuyiv to rip kriya. You're not mechuyiv, it's voluntary, so that's not enough to make it into misakin. Okay? That's what you got to say? It's mukhach like that, you have to say that. That's right. Yeah, the Gemara quotes the Braisa has the famous line, "Hakareya al meisay chayev al patish mechalas haShabbos yotzi yidei kriya." Even though he violated chil Shabbos with the malacha deraisa, because it says chayev, and the Braisa says against the Mishnah. Mishnah says potter, Bryce says chayiv. So even though he did it b'aveira, so it says yotzi de kriya, that you don't apply the rule a mitzvah b'aveira. So that's the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah quotes that Bryce and raises that question: why don't we declare this as a mitzvah b'aveira? How can you say apal pishim mechalas haShabbos yotzi de kriya? She said biglal shechilelas haShabbos lo yotzi de kriya. Why not consider it a mitzvah b'aveira? The Rishalmi says that it's not the same. If you stole a matzah, if you have a matzah gzula, if you have a lulav gozel, so that's a mitzvah b'aveira. So let's say he wants to have the seder over there. So he carries, not steals, he carries his matzahs from this location to the other location, and he's ma'vir b'shusaram. He's carrying from b'shusarachet into the b'shusaram, and some malacha deraisa. Afal pishim mechalas haShabbos yotzi yidei chayves matzah. Why not say mitzvah b'aveira? So Rishalmi says, it's not b'idno. What it means b'idno is sakert. If you want to say efet dechaloy sesei, then you need b'idno. Every mitzvah b'aveira is always not b'idno. I stole a lulav a week before Sukkot. I stole the best etzrik and lulav, and now I want to use it on Sukkot. But that's a lulav agazel. Let's pass on the mitzvah b'aveira. So say the same. I mean, here it is b'idno. Here it is b'idno. No? Here he's ripping the beged, and simultaneously he's fulfilling the mitzvah and being mechal Shabbos. So Yerushalmi asks, why don't you call this also a mitzvah bo b'aveira? What are you going to say? Esed dechal osese is, in a certain sense, the opposite for mitzvah bo b'aveira. Mitzvah bo b'aveira means, for the sake of fulfilling a mitzvah, we allow you to do an aveira in order to lead up to the mitzvah. Again, esed dechal osese means we allow you to violate the aveira in order to fulfill a mitzvah. And mitzvah b'aveira means the reverse, that we don't, you're not allowed to do the aveira, even though the aveira will enable you to perform the mitzvah. So aren't these two contradictory? That's the Shabbatai's question. When you say mitzvah b'aveira that you're not yet to the mitzvah, and when you say no, adirabe, esed dechal osese, you're allowed to. So the Shabbatai says it depends whether it's b'idno or shalom b'idno. Esed dechal osese is only b'idno. That's how the Gemara says later in Shabbos, no? We had it, I think. Kuflam is based on the base. The bottom of Kuflam is based on the base. The Gemara says you only say Esed Dechal Osese if it's B'idno. Is that over here or is that Nivom? If it's B'vasachas. The B'idno here, the second line from the bottom of Kuflam is based on the base. When do you say Eche Amin and Dosi Esed Dechal Osese? In those examples, the B'idno, the Mesakalav, come Mekayim Esed. If he's fulfilling the mitzvah simultaneously with the avera, so the essay is decha de lois essay because they're simultaneous. But the first is over the avera, and this enables him to fulfill the mitzvah later. He has no money, and you need shalachem for the lulav and the esrog on the first day sukkah. So l'shem shemaim goes and he steals a nice lulav and esrog from the store. If he's not going to steal, he won't have. He's going to wait till Alaska. He's not going to have any dollar dinim. So we say he had no heta to steal it the week before sukkah. If it's on Sukkot and there's a fulfillment of a mitzvah, so Esher is Dechal Lo Sese if it's B'idna. But he's going to first do the Aver, that will enable him to do the mitzvah at a later time, Shaloi B'idna, then you don't say Esher Dechal Lo Sese. So what's over here? Here it is B'idna. At the time that he's ripping Kriya, he's being Mechal Shabbos, and simultaneously he's being Yotzei to the mitzvah Kriya. Yeah. So can't, right, the mitzvah Kriya and the Rabbanu is not going to be Doicha the Fiddle Shabbos. Esed Dechal Osese can't work like that. A mitzvah de Rabban is going to be Decha and Aver de Raisa. Or furthermore, Shabbos is a Loisese Sheish Bakarish. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos, in the Sugya of Esed Dechal Osese, it doesn't apply. Or furthermore, that the Loisese, you got three reasons why you can't apply Esed Dechal Osese, that the mitzvah of Kriya cannot be Decha the Chil Shabbos. It should really be mitzvah Baba Vera. That's what the Shabbos says. Whenever it's B'idno and you say Esed Dechal Osese, that is permissible, so you can't call it a mitzvah b'aveira. Whenever, based on the rules and regulations of Esed Dechal Osese, it doesn't apply, either because the Esed is only the Rabbanon, so it can't be Dechal Osese deraisa, because the Osese sheish b'koris, or it's Osese the Esed, or because it's not b'idno, for whatever reason. We said four restrictions in Esed Dechal Osese. Whenever Esed Dechal Osese doesn't apply, then we slap on it the label of mitzvah b'aveira. So that's exactly the Rishalmi's kasha over here. How can the Brisa say Afal Pishim Mechalas HaShabbos Yotzei Yidei Kriya? Why don't you say it's a mitzvah b'aveira? Unless you say the mitzvah b'aveira only passes a mitzvah deraisa, it doesn't pass on a mitzvah de rabbanon. Kriya is only a mitzvah de rabbanon. So maybe you'll say maybe you'll say mitzvah boba avera is a pasul mitzvah. You're not yotze. It's only if the mitzvah that you're working on, you're trying to fulfill, is a mitzvah derech. And a mitzvah derabanan, you don't apply the psula mitzvah boba avera. So Tosfos writes in the first daf in Lulav HaGozel that that's exactly the machlokes hamaraim in the first sugya. It says in the Mishnah Lulav HaGozel is pasul. And it says loishna yontiv rishon, loishna yontiv sheni. It doesn't make a distinction in the Mishnah whether the lulav gozel is on the first day yontiv or on chalamoy. The Gemara says bishleima the first day yontiv is a din deraisa. So then there's a psula mitzvah babaver. But on chalamoy, lulav nito kol shiva chutz lamigdash is only midrabban is zechel lamigdash. Takanas adichem and zakai. So the Gemara says, is there really a psula mitzvah babaver when the whole mitzvah is only midrabbanan? So one opinion says it's okay. The Mishnah only goes on Yom Tov Rishon. On Chalamoid, where the mitzvah and the Tehillas Lulav is only the Rabbanan, there's no psula mitzvah above there. And we don't pass them like that. We pass them even when the mitzvah is only with the Rabbanan, you still say mitzvah above there. That's how Tosfos learns. That's how Tosfos learns. Chalamoid holds la locha that the mitzvah above there doesn't pass on a mitzvah with the Rabbanan. We don't hold like that. We hold like Tosfos. So the Chayre, even though Kriya is only a mitzvah with the Rabbanan, you should still apply the klala mitzvah above there. So how can it be that he's afal pisha mechalas hashabbos yotzi dekri? So that's Yerushalmi's kasha. Why don't you say that it's a mitzvah babaver, it's not yotzi? So Yerushalmi gave the answer and says no. If you stole matzah and you eat it on Leil Pesach, then I call it mitzvah babaver, not yotzi. But over here, if he carried the matzah in the street, carried the matzah to the place where he's going to have the Seder, chil shabbos deraisa, when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, let's say, chil shabbos deraisa, and then he goes and eats it, that's not called mitzvah babaver. What's the difference between a matzah gzula and a matzah which he carried in the streets? So Yerushalmi says, tamon hi gufa aver. By the stolen matzah, the matzah itself is the chepta shal aver. Bram hocha, the Rashba quotes this Yerushalmi. But over here where the fella ripped kriya, the other case where the fella carried the matzah in the street, the matzah is not the gufo aveira. The gavra did an aveira, but that's not called mitzvah babaver. So that's the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yosef Engel and others, Rabbi Chaim, they say that they quoted this Yerushalmi to demonstrate that the Ritzvah in Sukkah is right. The Gemara says in Sukkah, if you'll chase somebody out of his backyard. A man has a sukkah in his backyard, and you kick him out, and I move into his sukkah. So I'm stealing his sukkah. So the Gemara says, would you say that you're not yotze even b'di'evit because it's a sukkah gzula, it's a mitzvah babaver, like a lulav gozlan, you're not yotze mitzvah babaver. So would you call this a sukkah gzula, you're not yotze? Or would you say, no, that maybe b'di'evit you are yotze? So the Gemara says, it depends whether karka and gzelas, a karka and gzelas. Machlokes satanoim in the end of Bava Kamma. So if you hold the karka and exeles, then the sukkah is called the sukkah gzula, then it's a mitzvah babavera, and you're not yotze. And we pass in karka in and exeles, so it's called the sukkah shuhula. So all the Rishonim ask Kakash, what do you mean, even if karka in and exeles, it means that the gazlan can't be kind of bishinui. But he's still in violation of leisigzo. Rashi and Chumash quotes, the Rashi and Chumash quotes, and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, they both quote from the Sifrei, on the pasuk of Hasogas Gvul. It says, Nosas Gvul Yacha, the Nachalosa Shetinchal in Eretz Yisrael, where there was Nischalka L'Shvatim, so there's an Issa Deraisa of Hasagas Gvul. In Chutz La'aretz, you're only over on one lav, on Loisigzo. But if you move over the border, move over the fence in Eretz Yisrael, in addition to the Loisigzo, you're also in violation of Loisasa Gvul Yachem and Nachalosa Shetinchal. You see Mefurish from the Sifrei, that if you steal Karka, there's also a lav of Loisigzo. We're going to say, Karka in an Exalus is Mutter to steal Karka. It doesn't make any sense, it can't be. Karka in an exelus means you don't, the ganav doesn't acquire a kinyang zela. Usually when the ganav steals an automobile, when he steals a behemoth, so he acquires a kinyang zela, and that kinyang zela enables him to be kind of bishinui in the event that a shinui will occur later. But because karka in an exelus, the gazlan is only a violation of the sigzel, but he didn't acquire a kinyang zela, so he cannot be kind of bishinui later on. Cannot be kind of yirush, cannot be kind of bishinui, okay. But an aveira of the sigzel there is, so that's what the Rishonim is. Why does the Gemara say that if you sit in the sukkah zula, my next door neighbor built the sukkah in his backyard, and then I throw him out, and I'm stealing the whole thing? So the Gemara says, if you hold karka in an exalus, the way we pass from halacha, then it's a sukkah shula. It's not called the sukkah zula. If you would have held like the other Tana, Rav Lezer, who darshens from the psukim in the end of Parshas Vayikra, klal afat the klal, ribi mit v'ribui, machlokes satanam, he holds the karka is an exalus, So then it'll be a mitzvah baba there. The way we toss in halacha, it's a sukkah shula. How is it not a mitzvah baba there? Everybody's masking that he's over the other. So that's what the Ritzvo says on that Gemara in Hulma Gazel. The only enachinami you did an aver that enabled you to fulfill a mitzvah. That's not the definition of mitzvah baba there. Mitzvah baba there means a chepta shalai. I have an object which I did an aver in connection with an object, and because of the aver that I did, the object is relabeled. I acquire a kinyan zela on the lulav that I stole, and it's labeled as a lulav hagozel. Not stam, I stole it. No, it's labeled as a lulav hagozel. My nafkamina, I can be kind of bishinui now. If a shinui will occur, so it'll belong to me. Karka ein and nigzelus means the gavra was in violation of the sigzel, but the chefza of the karka was not relabeled now as a chefza shel avera. So that's what the Ritzvo says on that Gemara. You see from the Gemara that it's not always labeled as a mitzvah baba avera if the avera enabled you to fulfill a mitzvah. It's only if the avera that you did caused the chefza to be labeled as a chefza shel avera. So a chefza shel avera cannot serve as a chefza shel mitzvah. You see from the Gemara like that. You see from the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel says that it's a Lulav HaGozel is not good because of mitzvah baba avera. And the Rambam and the Machamz they quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that says on the same Mishnah, why is a Lulav HaGozel no good? So it says, Ein Kategah Nasa Sanegah. What does that mean, Ein Kategah Nasa Sanegah? So we have that in the Bavli, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that the Mishnah has a Machloikah Satanoim, can you blow shofar b'shofar shel para? If a cow, if you take a horn from a cow and you hollow it out and you make a shofar out of it, is that good? So it's a machlokes hatanoim. So one tana holds a shofar shel para is no good, and the Gemara gives a few reasons why is it no good. So one of the reasons they give is because ein kategah nasa neger. What is kategah nasa neger? Because the cow is the mother of the egel, a para is the mother of the egel, and there was an egel azov at one time. So the Gemara says all gold in the world is called a chefta shel avera because of the egel azov. Even though the gold that I get, I'm mining gold in California. What has it got to do with the egel azov? That was in the midbar, in between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael. The egel azov. The gold that I mine in California is not in that azov. No, all gold in the world is called a mitzvah baba avera. Can't use it, and all poros in the world are called a mitzvah baba avera. Why? Because of the egel azov. The egel azov was a fake. It was gold. It wasn't real. So what does this part have to do with egel azov? No, so the Gemara says, all gold in the world is ein kategah nasa neger, and all paras in the world, every egel and every par in the world is ein kategah nasa neger. The Gemara says, that's ridiculous. It can't be. So the Gemara says, lifnim. The Kohen Gadol cannot enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur wearing big day zohar, because lifnai v'lifnim were more machmer. Chutz lebeis hamikdash were meko. That it's not called ein kategah nasa neger unless this thing actually is a kategah. But when you're talking about lefnai v'lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so they were more machmer. So even though blowing shofar is all over the world, given to the zikaron kosi ki lefnim domi, it's considered when you're blowing shofar as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, mamish in the presence of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's a special din only on shofar, given to the zikaron kosi ki lefnim domi. And it's a special din on Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you can't use any golden big day zov at all, and you can't use a shofar shel para. Because every egel and every para in the world and every zov in the world is called a chefta shel aver. So that's only a chefta shel aver with respect to things lifnai v'lifnim. Lifnim will more machma. If it's a mitzvah chutz l'migdosh, then the din of ein kategah nasa neger only applies if this chefta is actually a chefta shel aver. If someone actually did an aver with this chefta and caused this object to be labeled as a chefta shel aver, like a lulav hagozel. So that's why Yerushalmi uses the same lashon. In the Bavli it says that lulav hagozel is mitzvah baba avera. Yerushalmi uses a different lashon, that is ein kategah nasa neger. And it's hainu hach, it's the same thing. Mitzvah baba avera is the same as saying ein kategah nasa neger. Except the Gemorins in Rosh Hashanah said, if you're talking lifnim, if you're talking about mitzvahs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol entering Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, of blowing shofar all over the world is considered keilu lifnim, so then you wear more machmir on this, on the definition of what's called the chefza shel aver. All gold in the world, and all agolim in the world, and all paris in the world are called kategar, all called the chefza shel aver. I say on all of them, en kategar nasa neger. But if you're talking about a plain old mitzvah of lulav, dalad minim, it's not lifnim. So then it's only called a kateger if the thing is a cheftus on mitzvah. So that's what the Ritva says. It's not called a cheftus on mitzvah if you hold karka in an exelis. If the next man ever built a sukkah and I kick him out of his sukkah and I use it, I'm true 100%. I'm in violation of leisigzel on the karka. In Eretz Yisrael, you're also in violation of hasogas gvul. In Chutzlots, you're only in violation of leisigzel. But leisigzel is always there on karka. It could well be your Ivran leisigzel, but is the karka called a karka zula? So that's what the reason. One interprets in the Gemara, that depends whether karka in exelis or karka in exelis. If the din would have been like Rav Lezer, it's not. If the din would have been like Rav Lezer, the karka in exelis, then it would have been labeled as a chefta shalaber. But we pass in karka in exelis. So it's not labeled as a chefta shalaber. So just the aver enabled me to fulfill a mitzvah, that's not enough to be called mitzvah bababe. So that's what the Rav Yosef Engel, Rav Chaim, and others, they point out. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi here. That if a person steals a matzah and he eats it on Leil Pesach, a matzah gzula, that's a mitzvah b'baveira. But if he didn't steal a matzah, he carries the matzah in the street to the place he's going to have the Seder, he was absolutely mechal Shabbos by carrying the matzah. But you can't say that the matzah is converted now into a chepta shel aveira. Nothing changes. The status of the matzah doesn't change. A matzah gzula didn't change. He has a kinyan zela. If you worship Avodah Zarah, so the thing becomes also banos, so it changed. The aver that you did caused an effect to occur. But over here, if someone rips kriya, or someone carries a matzah b'shus harav on Shabbos, tamon higuf avera, b'ram hachuhu aver avera, by the matzah zula, the cheftze shal aver. But over here, he did an aver. That's not called mitzvah b'aver. That's the famous Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, on this Braisa, that the Braisa points out afal pishim mechalas on Shabbos, Yotzi, they create that you don't apply mitzvah b'baveir. The Nachmos, so again, so the Gemara has a double contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. One contradiction is meso ameso. It says in the Mishnah hakare al meso is potter, and the Braisa says hakare al meso is chayiv. So it's a contradiction. So the Gemara says it must be hakare al meso chayiv is only if it's one of the kriyim where he's mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah kriya. The Rabbanim, true, the Rabbanim. But because it's mechuyev, so that's a kiyum mitzvah, mechuyev also, so that's called tiklun. But if he's ripping kriya, even though there's a kiyum to rip kriya for a dear friend who dies, but you're not forbidden to wear the beged without ripping the kriya, that's what he points out at the Taisus, so then it's not called nesakin. Then it's not called nesakin. So that's the Gemara's teretz that they give, hakareya al mesa. Mesa al mesa loikashe. The Gemara says it depends whether it's whether there was a chiv to rip kriya or there wasn't a chiv to rip kriya.
Isn't there a machlokas in Meruba arena being a tam whether if you have yesh in between the mitzvah avir and the mitzvah? So if yesh is konis, then according to the Ri, then it's not a mitzvah above avir anymore. Which shows that according to the other sheet that holds that it is still an avira, that even if there's no shame. Even if there's no shame, the chatzah shal aver on this object, it's still a mitzvah aver, even though it's considered mine, and yeish happened or a kinyan happened, and it's not considered a lulav agadol anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So the kinyan, you still hold.
You're asking Akasha. Tosfos has a machlekes. Derein the Rabbeinu Tam. What if a ganef stole, let's say, a lulav, and there's a machlekes anymore where the yush alone is kind. So if you hold that yush alone is kind, what's the din? The Ganes stole a lulav, and then the nignav is nisyayish, and you should assume laloche like that opinion that yush alone is kinda, yush kedi is kinda. Would the Ganes be able to use that lulav for the mitzvah of dalamin? Would that be a mitzvah b'baveir? So the pashtus you argue is that it should be good because it's no longer called. He's kinda legamre, it belongs to him, so it no longer has a shem lulav agozma. So how can the other balei ha'taisus say otherwise? So if you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz on Perek Meruba there, the taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, the taisus is a kitzero. So he fills in the missing lines. See, if you read it in Taisus says that there's this shita, this Bala Taisus says that you still chayiv, it's still a mitzvah b'baveir, even after you kind of the yush. Said another thing also. He said that if the ganef shecht the behema after yush, even though yush alone is kind of, it'll be chayiv and dalad v'hei. So how can that be? But shaloh tabech v'shaloh mocha, the behema belongs to him already now. If you shech the behema, that still belongs to the nigna. But if the behema belongs to the ganav, the Gemara seems to say on that daf, shalom tavech, shalom mecha, so the ganav is not chayv dal mehe. So how did the Rabbeinu Tam put these two together? So the Rabbeinu Peretz explains. He adds on just the two lines that are missing. The Re'i and the Rabbeinu Tam argue on a different point. When the Ganef is kind of be'yush, if the Ganef would be kind of be'shinui, then there wouldn't be any machlokes. They would all agree that there's no longer a mitzvah b'aveira, and they would all agree that the Ganef who's going to shecht it, is going to be tavach ha'machor, after he's kind of be'shinui, cannot be chayv dal v'heish. Shalot v'ech v'shaloy ha'machor. Their machlokes is, what if the Ganef was kind of be'yush, according to that opinion, yush kedi, kone, yush alone is kind of by itself, without yush v'shinu v'shus, without yush v'shinu Hashem, yush alone is kind of. So what's the nature of that din? So the Rabbeinu Tam held the Chiddush that what it means is that the Kinyan Gzela expands and becomes the Kinyan Gomeshal Gzela. So it's still called the Chetzah HaGol. So that's why he says the Chiddush that if the Ganef shechts it later on, it's still Chayv Daladeh. Why? Because it's still called the Behema Gzula. The other Balei says to say, no, what do you mean? But it doesn't belong to the Nignav anymore. How can you punish me for shechting Tavach Amach, shechting and selling the behemoth, the Shorba said that was stolen. It only makes sense to punish me if I'm being mafsided further from the Nigna. But if no longer belongs to the Nigna, so it's already not his. Goodbye. He can already kiss it goodbye. He said, it's not his anymore. It's already mine. So Shalot Tavach Shalom Mecher. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that's not correct. The Marlin says Shalot Tavach Shalom Mecher in the case where the Ganav is kind of Bishinui, or the Ganav is kind of with Hefker Bez Nehefker, or the Ganav is kind of with the Yish Vishini Hashem, or Yish Vishini Vishus or something. But if the Ganav is kind of the Yush alone, according to this opinion in the Gemara, the Yush alone is kind of, so the Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's a Kinyan Gzela that expands, and it's still called the Behema Gzula. So that's why he holds both Halach, he holds that the Ganav is still Chayv Dalad Vehei, and it's still called the Mitzvah Bob Aveir. But if he would be kind of with some other form of Kinyan other than Yush, Kedi, it's kind of a Shinui, then it's kind of with Hefke Bez Nehefke. That's an often a Mishnah in Gittin. Whenever the Ganef is kainah, it says alachatas hagzula. If a Ganef steals a behemah and he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's alachatas hagzula, so it's no good min haTorah. The Rabbanon, they made a hefkebez and a hefke, so the Ganef is kainah. It says in the Mishnah that the korban is kosher. I, by the coin to Rabbeinu Tam, should still be a mitzvah baba avera, even after you kainah, even after the Ganef is kainah, still a mitzvah baba avera. The answer is, and Pnei Yeshua explained, the answer is that's only, and that's what the Rabbeinu Peretz explained. The Rabbeinu Tam only said if he's kind of the Yiyush alone. So he holds that Yiyush alone is kind of means the Kinyan Zela they had before becomes a Kinyan Zela Legamre, and still labeled as a Kinyan Zela. But if he kind of with some extraneous Kinyan from outer space, Hefke Bezen Hefke, Bezen declares that the Chatzis Hagzula belongs to you. So that's not called the Kinyan Zela. That's a new Kinyan. The old Kinyan is gone and forgotten. The ownership that the other fellow had no longer a Chatas Agzula. And they made it mine based on a Hefke Bez Nehefke. So that everybody agrees that after the Ganef is Kain and he has a Kinyan, a normal Kinyan, with no shame gozel attached to it, then it can't be a Mitzvah Babam there. If it's only Yish Kedi Kone, he said that's the Machlokes Derin Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Kinyan Gzela expands, it becomes a Kinyan Gomer Shel Gzela. So it's still Shel Gzela. That's why he holds that he's still Chayv Dalad Vehei. Still Chayv Dalad Vehei, and it'll still be a Mitzvah Babavir. So Nachum, so what did the Gemara say? If it's one of the Zayin Kroivim that you're Mechuyiv to rip Kriya, then the Kriya is called Mesakin. You don't need Karei Almanos Litzvah. This was Rabbi Kivega's Gemara. And I in Gimel on the base, Rabbi Kivega quoted there's a misprint. It says Kuf Dalet on the base. It should say Kuf Hem on the base. Now this is Gemara started from Daf Aleph. But if you start from Daf base, like our Gemara said, this is Kuf Hem on the base, not Kuf Dalet on the base. All the Glacier books started from page 2. All the Glacier books started like that. The first page is the Shablon. And the second page is the first page of the text. That was always like that. So Rabbi Kivega's forum also started from Daf base. Anyway, so the Gemara says, just a minute. Gemara says, just a minute. Only if it's Zainkra has to be Meso Shalo, one of the Zainkrovim. Gemara says, there are certain cases when you mukhiv to rip Kriya, even if it's not from the Zainkrovim. Vi chachm uchayuvi mechag detan chachm shemeis, hakol kikroivov, hakol karamol, everybody has to rip Kriya. Gemara says, we're talking the lafach. Li orin koshuhu, chayuvi mechag, you have to rip Kriya, you mukhiv to rip Kriya. Gemara says, neshken orin koshuhu. The Gemara says, and if you're present, Mishas Tzias Neshama, even if it's not an Adam Kosher, that's what Tosis points out from the Gemara Ditanya, the little Tosis Mashmalei Vashaz Marafil of 8 Adam Kosher, Adam Kosher means an El Chayid. Everybody knows he was a very religious person. So even if he wasn't so hot, but you're there b'shas tzias nisham, and then midina yimuchiv to rikri. Even when we're talking, he's not there b'shas tzias nisham. So in such a case, you're not mechuyev to rip kriya, but whenever you mechuyev to rip kriya, it's not only on the zayin kriya. Whenever you mechuyev to rip kriya, kacham shemeis, adam kasher shemeis, vishayim b'shas b'chias neshama. Whenever you mechuyev to rip kriya, then it's called misaking. So when is it not misaking? There was no chiyev to rip kriya, even though there's a kiyum. There was no chiyev, so it's not misaking. That's what the Taisus is over here, fine. Or Korea Bechamosoi. So Korea Bechamosoi was the other steer. What's the din? Korea Bechamosoi is a Tchaiva Potter. So the Gemara says, well, the Mishnah says Korea Bechamosoi is Potter. The Bar says Korea Bechamosoi is Chayiv. So what do you do with this steer? The Gemara says, well, this is a Machlekes Molochishin Tzvichel Gufa. Hamasa Hamasa loy kash harab yura harab shin harab yura da malach shen tzvich legufa chayvala harab shimin malach shen tzvich legufa pater aleha. What does God do with malach shen tzvich legufa? According to Taisus, we understand Taisus and Tzadik Dal Menal gave their presentation. Taisus says malach tzvich legufa means determined by the Mishkan, and the Mishkan they used to rip cloth in order to enable them, in order to lead up to do tzvir. Something was accomplished by it. But Korea Bahamasai, nothing is accomplished. What do you mean nothing is accomplished? But he does, he's Meshake Hamasai. He is Meshake Hamasai. He said, but it has to be Dumi the Mishnah. No, so what about ripping Kriya and there's a Kiyam HaMitzvah? It should also be a Malach HaShem Tzvich HaMetzufa. It should also be considered a Malach HaShem Tzvich HaMetzufa. The place is holds not so. Huh? The Mishnah says Hakareh b'chamase patur, because it goes like Reb Shimon, that ain't tzvicha l'gufa is patur. And the Brisa that it says Hakareh b'chamase is chayiv, that goes like Reb Yuda. But l'chareh, the only time it's called ain't tzvicha l'gufa is b'chamase. But if it's Korea with his Akiyam HaMitzvah, the Pashup Shat Nigmar Zad, then it would be a Tzvicha Lagufa. But in the Mishkan, they never. Yeah. That's what we're going to have to learn this Daf Gemara. Okay. So there's a lot to learn here. So here there's a Rashi. The Rashi, and Taisa doesn't agree with the Rashi. The Taisa is here, and then we've got to learn the next Daf. Okay. So we got 3 days to prepare this Gemara. Okay. So the next year will be on Monday morning with Tzoros Hashem. We gotta be prepared. Okay.